Gentlemen of Leisure here on Near Rocks, that track called Ghost. In studio with me right now, Dave Resnick from Gentlemen of Leisure. How you doing?
I'm great. We really appreciate you having us on, Eric.
I'd say it's good to have you on, finally.
Definitely.
We've had your music for a few months now, I think, playing it off and on. So it's good to put a face to the voice that we're hearing.
It's not my voice, but some of my guitar work on there. So,
okay. So what's the story behind the band?
What's the story behind the band?
We've been talking for the last about hour now, and I didn't warn you that I'm going to throw that one at you. But how'd the band come to be?
It's all right. We're going to take it in stride. So Gentlemen of Leisure was actually a band in New York City in 2006, 2007 with myself and our current lead singer, Twan Mueller. Different drummer, different bass player, different second guitar player. I left New York. I was living abroad for a little while. I came back to Cleveland. I called Twan and I said, hey, man, we've got all of this material that we never did anything with. Took it over to Bad Racket and said, hey, you guys want to record an album with us? And they said, of course. So we set it up and Twan came into town and we recorded the album and kind of went through that whole process and somehow, some way, decided that it was good enough to pursue. So not tooting our own horns, but personally, it felt really good. And he made the move and moved out to Cleveland in the middle of November. And we put the band back together and we're really excited about it.
How did you talk him into moving to Cleveland from New York?
I don't have a good answer to that question.
That's gonna be another interview when we get him in. Like, why did you leave New York? Thank you for leaving New York.
Yes, but exactly.
So,
mine's not to ask questions.
So, we've got this track "Ghost," and it's one of those. I've just been playing. I thought it was one of yours. You actually turned to me beforehand and said, "Yeah, it's actually a cover."
Yeah, it's a cover of a Slash tune that came out in 2010. Which was originally recorded with Ian Astbury.
Okay.
And most recently, it's been played with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. If anybody out there has been paying attention to Slash recently, Guns N' Roses is a pretty big influence of ours and has been for a while. So we decided to pick that one up and run with it. That one was done live at Bad Racket just about 2 or 3 months ago. So
okay. We're
really proud of it, and thanks for spinning it.
Yeah. That's you mentioned Guns N' Roses, and that's Justin Markert from Cellar Door actually got a hold of me to set up this interview,
which we can't thank him enough for. He's been fantastic and a huge supporter of ours. So
how did that relationship end up? And is he doing more than just promotion? He's helping you.
Our relationship with Guns N' Roses or with Justin?
With Cellar Door and Justin.
I do a little bit of work for Justin outside of music, so
okay.
He kind of helps us out and we help him out and that kind of thing.
But so, and then good. One of the things that he definitely mentioned, in the email, he's like, they really sound very Guns N' Roses-esque. I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah, I've got their music. Yeah, okay, yeah, I hear that. Are we going to be hearing Sweet Child of Mine at any time?
Probably not Sweet Child of Mine, but you will be hearing something off of Appetite for Destruction this Thursday, so come out to the Grog Shop and check us out, and you'll hear one.
Well, why don't we listen to another track off the disc, and we'll talk about your show
Great. Coming
up in just a little bit. We wanted to play one of your slower-ish...
Yeah, it's a little... Take the pace down a little bit.
Take the pace down. Another track from you. This is When I Fall.
Yes, this is When I Fall. This is off of our debut self-titled album.
On Neo Rocks.
Thank you.
Gentlemen of Leisure, When I Fall, here on Nirox, off of their debut disc.
Self-titled.
Self-titled disc, Gentlemen of Leisure. So we were talking about shows a little bit earlier, and you were supposed to play a show last week.
We were. We were supposed to play, can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
We were supposed to play the Laura Nagy Gallery on Friday night.
And many people who are follow the arts in Cleveland know what happened. The show got shut down, and the fire marshal showed up and told you guys to get out.
Yep. We had just switched our amps on, actually, and didn't get to so much as strum a chord.
Well, at least you guys didn't get in. I mean, you didn't get all excited for it, and then you got ramped up for a song, and then you're like, oh.
So well, we set up and broke down the equipment really, really well. We were really proud of that.
It was good practice. But you were able to get everything out without any issue. And
totally no issues. They were very respectful about the situation. But it was unfortunate, I think, for everybody involved, not just ourselves. Obviously, there was 40, 50, 60 people there that were looking forward to some music and some art and some disappointment, but fortunately, we have a free show this Thursday night at the Grog Shop. We're playing with Archie and the Bunkers and Thaddeus Anna Green.
So, and Archie and the Bunkers, I haven't heard of before.
Archie and the Bunkers are fantastic.
Okay, are they another local band?
They are.
They are, okay.
They're another local band.
When you see them, tell them to send us their
music. Of course.
So how did the show end up happening?
So when we were at Bad Racket recording last summer, we met Anthony Foti, who is the drummer for Thaddeus Anna Green.
Okay.
And he helped us out a little bit with the album. We're really grateful for that. And he basically said, look, I dig the stuff, and when you guys are ready, let me know, and we'll put a show together. So we got everything put out, and we got the band put back together, and got some rehearsals under our belts, and felt like we were in a position where we're ready to step back on stage. So I called Anthony up. I said, hey, you guys want to do this? And he said, absolutely, we're totally ready. So we called over to the Grog Shop and said, look, you guys are familiar with Thaddeus. We want to put a show together. They were great about helping us find a date and a time and letting it be free, which is, I think, a really awesome part of this show.
That's always a bonus. So Anthony's on the disc.
Yeah.
Is he playing with you guys live?
No, he'll be playing with Thaddeus live.
Okay, he's not doing double duty then.
No, double duty for Anthony. I don't know how he would feel about that. If you're out there, Anthony, listening, thank you again. Don't worry, we've got another drummer for the gig.
So, you said you've got some surprises lined up for the show.
Yeah, a couple of surprises
in terms of the music. You've got. Are you doing all of the stuff off the disc?
Not all of it. We'll be doing probably about half of the songs from the album, and then the other half of the set for this gig is going to be some covers, hopefully some stuff that people are familiar with and enjoy and can do some singing along with and that kind of thing.
Very cool. Well, why don't we hear we'll hear another song. We'll come back and we'll do a little bit more. So we've got track lined up, Red and Blue.
Red and Blue.
Here on Neorex. Gentlemen of Leisure here on NERX Red and Blue. Gentlemen of Leisure has a free show this week at the Grog Shop Thursday night.
Thursday night. With Daddy Santa Green.
And?
Archie and the Bunkers. Doors are at 7:30. First band is going to be at 8. And it's going to be a good time.
Is it 8 o'clock real time or 8 o'clock Grog Shop time?
As far as I understand, 8 o'clock real time.
Okay.
But you can feel free to tweet us if you have any questions.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
We love the Grog Shop, but it's one of those... I never show up at a time for a show there. So where can people go to find out more info about you guys and what you guys are doing?
You can check us out on Facebook. It's Gentlemen of Leisure. That's plural. You can get at us on Twitter at GNTLMN of Leisure. and you can get all of our music is available on Bandcamp, and it's gentsofleisure.bandcamp.com.
Very cool. And beyond this show, do you have anything in the works?
We got some things in the works. There's always some things in the works.
Okay.
We're talking about doing a little video series.
Okay.
We are talking... We're actually, I forgot to mention, we're going to have a little plug in Scene Magazine this week.
Very cool.
A very good friend of ours set that one up as well. So we had a nice little interview. I like to say that Gentlemen of Leisure has pretty much been an institution in the Cleveland rock and roll scene for at least the past 15 or 20 minutes. So that was
well.
I asked him to title the article that I don't know if he will. We'll find out.
Well, hopefully it lasts a whole lot longer than 15 minutes because we want you to come back at some point and have a reason for coming back. So, gotta thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us. It was an absolute pleasure.
And we'll have you back again, and we'll have to have the entire band in.
Definitely, so, definitely.
Thursday night. Grog Shop, free show, 7:30 doors, you said?
Doors at 7:30. Show up. You don't have to pay a cover charge. All you got to pay for is drinks. It'll be a great time.
And Thaddeus Anna Green and
Archie and the Bunkers.
Archie and the Bunkers will be playing along with them. So I'm trying to decide which way to go on this last track.
Ooh.
Original or cover?
Can we ask the audience? It's gonna be tough.
Yeah, that would be really tough. It's you know what?
Should we flip a coin?
We're gonna do the cover because we've
do
been,
the cover.
I've been told GNR. So let's actually put that to the test.
All right, it's a deal.
You guys have a cover of Mr. Brownstone on the disc, self-titled disc.
We paid the royalties.
I hope so. Gentlemen of Leisure. Mr. Brownstone, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
And check out NERX.com for the full concert calendar with information about the show. We'll be getting into that in a little bit. Here's Gentlemen of Leisure, Mr. Brownstone on NERX.